Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Ron Stein. He is the working on the music festival now, right? What did you call that?
Correct. Coltrane Day Music Festival 2016, July 23rd. Last year was our kickoff event.
Do you have a website for it?
Yes, www.thecoltranehome.org, and you will see a tab there that has Coltrane Day 2016. And it's an amazing event. And what it is, it's not only tremendous performers who come from bring a variety of different styles. It's music workshops. It's improvisational classes. It is community jams, a variety of styles. Last year, we had jazz. We had funk. We had Willie Steele running the blues show for the funk side. We had the Funk Philharmonic folks leading the funk workshops and jams. And we had tremendous jazz and percussion, as well as songwriting workshops. It's really a family event. And one of the things we noticed, and this is something that I think is going to be very powerful in many ways, is just the way that music can bring a community together for a positive reason, probably stronger than anything else. Some people might add food to that.
Yeah, and sports does the same thing music is a powerful.
The thing is, in sports, at least half the people in a sporting event are walking away from that event not happy, and the other half are probably walking away happy. At a music event, everybody wins. And that's one of the great things. And we're very excited. We have a tremendous jazz headliner this year, the 91-year-old Roy Haynes, who is truly one of the greatest jazz legends of all time, is going to be heading the evening act. We work together with the Huntington Summer Arts Festival in that. But we have a lineup during the day that's just going to knock the socks off people, and it's going to be so much fun.
You know, I was starting to tell you before that I was very well versed in country music before country music was even big in New York. Mm-hmm. And one of the songs I started to sing the other day around the house was Walking the Floor Over You. Do you remember that song?
Would you hum it for me?
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, it is true. And I'm hoping and I'm praying that you'll come back someday. I'm walking the floor over you.
In the recesses of my mind.
Ernest Tubb. And, you know, we knew all of these people. And one of them, of course, was Johnny Cash, who became commercial later on all over the place. But he was, as a kid, you know, a young guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't known in New York.
No, he was not.
And I also sing stuff that he sang. And one of my favorites is I love the folk songs. I love the songs like that tell the story of America. The Woody Guthrie and Arlo Guthrie wrote The City of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. Anyway, it's great stuff.
The fabric of America, truly, truly, truly. And what is so amazing to me is I am looking at the continuation of this folk movement now, and it is just so robust. You know, periodically I'll go to different music festivals in a variety of different genres. It is amazing, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, the various different coffee houses around Long Island, the one in Huntington, the Hour Times Coffee House at the in Garden City, and to see the quality, not just of the singers, but the singers and their songwriting.
Yes.
Is truly astounding.
I went to a place in Comac, and it was the Umpa Society. You know them? Have you heard of them?
I've heard of the Umpa Society. I've never seen them perform.
And they're all amateurs, but some of them write beautiful songs, and some of them play very well. It's like, and I came and I didn't have music. I did a little stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And stand-up comedy ain't easy. I want to tell you something.
No. I can imagine. But two names, for example, that are just blowing me away in the folks singing right now is Kirsten Maxwell, who came out of Huntington High School, tremendous songwriter, a voice like the angels, and Toby Tobias, who's originally from South Africa in Northport. Just an amazing, amazing songwriter. And there are just so many of them, Ernie. It is truly, it's wonderful to see that. And that is not surprising, because if you look at Long Island, the amount of music that has come out of Long Island over the last 60, 70 years is, I will put Long Island up to any part of the world in terms of our music production. And just look at the list of greats who have gotten...
I understand what you're saying.
From the Long Island Music Hall of Fame's list.
I understand what you're saying, but in terms of diversity as well.
Yes, absolutely. From the jazz greats to Public Enemy, to Blue Oyster Cult, to Twisted Sister, to Pat Benatar, to Lou Reed, to great comics. It is an artist. It is extraordinary how much we're able to generate. And you know, we were talking briefly about this earlier. Music and art is part of Long Island's economic future. We have to have reasons. If we're going to compete and we're going to attract the best and brightest people from around the region to come to New York, to pay our higher taxes, to deal with the traffic and the other issues, we have to have a damn good reason to get them to leave Brooklyn and come here.
You know what I find interesting about what you're saying? We talk in terms of the parks and the beaches and all of those things, and they're really important.
Critical.
But you know what? It's the cultural connection that really grabs your heart.
It is absolutely that. That's where the placemaking takes place. That's where the work of Vision Long Island was so important, because it's focus on the downtown, the focus on that sense of community building. But those things, the fabric, the fine grain of that means you have to have art and you have to have music.
You work closely with Don Monte, don't you?
Don Monte has been a huge supporter and has been a huge contributor. He has a big, big vision. He understands this stuff at a level that, well, until recently, few developers did. And I think he's truly a trailblazer.
I was at a meeting yesterday where he was speaking.
Yes.
And he said, "I got to borrow your hat." I said, "Did you think fedora?"
Yeah.
I said, "What's that?" He says, I'm the cowboy in town. He started to do some shtick, you know.
So. But you know, more and more people are starting to get it. You know, you look at what's happening in the downtowns now that have moved forward, and how much better that scene is now. But still, we need to figure out how we're going to bring that Brooklyn sensibility to our downtowns if we're going to attract and retain these kids. So we not only have to have housing for them, we have to have a reason for them, something that's going to excite them about those downtowns, like Patchogue is doing right now. Other towns have to get on board.
You know, I see where your efforts and the efforts of, say, people like Russell Albanese, mm-hmm. and Don Monte.
Yeah.
And my efforts.
Russell's doing great stuff.
And my efforts in Maglev.
Mm-hmm.
They all come together, man.
They do. Because how do you get people back and forth from these downtown centers? Exactly.
Yeah, you want to be able to be vacationing at Montauk and visit a concert in Freeport.
Sure.
And be able to get back to Montauk for the rest of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all. We could have a marvelous place if we just got the mindset right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have to do it, because if we don't get that mindset right, and I do think that we're kind of getting near a tipping point, I think we're moving in the right direction. The emphasis now on the downtowns, I think, is a very important first step. I think getting the transportation together, I think having developers like Russ Albanese and Don Monte, so that these places can actually be built, are critical. Having the municipal elected leadership who understand these issues, finally, I think that's happening. Add some music and art to that and make it fun.
Before we close, I want to tell you, I was with Russell Albanese sitting next to me at a table, and I said, you know, names in Italian are supposed to mean something. I kept looking for Fazio, and it doesn't mean anything.
Isn't it supposed to be a town or something in Italy?
Yeah, a town or a flower or something. So I was at I was with Bob Scott from the university, and I was his controller is Albanian.
Uh-huh.
And he said, the reason why you can't find the name is because you're an Albanian. I said, no, I'm not, I'm Italian. And he says, no, the Albanian clan, the Fazio clan, migrated from Albania in the 14th century, and they went to southern Italy.
Holy cow.
So, so Russell says to me, you mean we're related? Because Albanese comes from the Albanians, too. So
I wouldn't have thought that. That's fascinating. Well, we are all connected in some way.
I know, and my mother's name, maiden name was Greco, and that means her family came from Greece.
Yeah.
So they're all mixed up, these guys. What do they think they are, Americans?
We are truly the melting pot, absolutely.
And it's more fun.
Yeah,
it's more fun. Believe me, you know. And I even look at these Muslims. I've been invited to events, and I say, Jesus, they're like the Italians that I knew when I was a kid. Every half of them speak with broken English, and they're all busy making money, doing things, and becoming citizens. Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Ronnie.
Same here, Ernie.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. My guest today was Ron Stein, and he represents the Coltrane House, and that's going to be a great venture. Thank you so much.